here on the Hard Line.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
And we have a lot going on here at the Choctaw World Headquarters.
What'd you do?
AT&T, Byron Nelson.
No.
Got a lot going on, and what we are headed into the Power Hour, and we have the Rant Revival.
Is that alcohol poisoning? Or?
Yeah.
Let's all be careful.
Oh, man.
And we would like to stop down now for this.
Entertainment news.
I don't know, man.
What do you think that was?
I don't want to say. Brought to you by
Window Nation.
Maybe a more permanent.
Oh
yes,
disability.
Oh. Yes.
That's, no, dude, that was alcohol.
Okay, okay. Just be careful.
No one's here. They're not going to know.
Just be careful.
All right.
And All Pro anyway, Foundation Repair.
Here's Dave.
Thank you very much, and thank you, golf. Do we have a Gordon Keith for a Rant Revival?
Not yet. I understand we're trying to connect right now, Dave.
Okay, we are
trying our best
to connect.
Yeah.
All right, well, I wish he were here to hear this audio. As former President Donald Trump was on a CNN town hall last night, live from New Hampshire, and I guess this is kind of kicking off his 2024 presidential campaign.
Is it?
I don't know. I mean, he's been doing rallies and stuff, but this is kind of the first major televised event that I remember in
this
some
is
time.
His first CNN appearance in ever.
Yes. And so he sat down with...
There was a horse in a hospital, too.
He sat down with CNN This Morning anchor Caitlin Collins, used to be a White House correspondent, and she asked him... he doubled down on not so much that Stop the Steal, it was rigged, but basically saying that I completely understand why the largest crowd I'd ever spoken to was gathered because they believed that the election was rigged. So he was
it's the workaround.
Doing his end around of, people are saying, basically.
Yes.
And he was also asked about the civil jury that found him liable for defaming and for sexually assaulting E. Jean Carroll in a Bergsdorf dressing room back in the mid-90s. He was ordered to pay $5 million by a jury in New York City. And
a rural jury.
And he said, no, it was a metropolitan jury.
Oh.
And he said that she, speaking of E. Jean Carroll, is a whack job.
Uh-huh.
And then he also went on to talk about how it was unfair in the trial, the things that were allowed by her team to say about him, whereas his team was unable to say things about her.
This woman, I don't know her. I never met her. I have no idea who she is. I had a picture taken years ago with her and her husband, nice guy John Johnson. He was a newscaster, very nice man. She called him an ape. Happens to be African-American. Called him an ape. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. Her dog or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. All of these things. But with her, they can put in anything.
All right.
All right.
Have we, in the history of mankind, had a more perfect reading of the word vagina?
I mean, he
one more
hung
time
on that A for a long time.
My dog.
Yeah, please.
Or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wouldn't allow her to put that
in. Here, girl. Here, girl.
Vagina. Vagina. No, don't eat that vagina.
But you got to say it like that every time.
Vagina.
Puerto Rico.
Bad vagina.
Man, that is just
vagina.
Too good. Yeah, and he also was a bit combative with Caitlin Collins because she was doing her best to try and keep him on task and try to fact check him live when he would bring back the big lie and kept on trying to double and triple down. And so there was one exchange.
Ooh.
Where,
hey,
Gordon. Can we play it one more time for Gordon?
Vagina.
This is the cat named Vagina. Yes.
Yes.
her dog.
All right, and that so
or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wouldn't allow to put that in. All of these things, but with her,
dog or cat.
Yeah, it is like Groundhog Day.
Yeah,
seeing,
I mean, he's going to be entertaining
seeing all of
that...
the videos.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when he and Caitlin got a little sideways.
Why you held on to those documents when you knew the federal government was seeking them and then had given you a subpoena to return them?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's
you
the
mind?
Answer?
Can I, do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to you. You're a nasty person, I'll tell you.
Can you answer why you held on to the documents?
I was negotiating and we were talking to NARA. That's why she...
Yes.
I think that room was stacked in his favor.
Yes. You are a nasty person.
And the crowd goes wild.
Right.
They go crazy.
This actually came down before last night's town hall.
Vagina.
So this is not this is not because Caitlin Collins was able to coax the vagina drop out of Donald Trump, but she has been named the new 9 p.m. Eastern anchor at CNN. So she's moving from the morning show to...
Is that Don Lemon's spot?
No, I believe that was Chris Cuomo's spot.
Okay.
It's been vacant since...
What did he do? He supported his brother or something, and his brother was going to jail, and he didn't turn himself in that he was...
Yeah, I think he had privileged information about his brother's case, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway... Anyway, Robert De Niro has revealed the name of his bebe.
Vagina.
He, of course, is 79. No.
Vagina close. De Niro.
No. The baby's name is Gia Virginia.
Ooh.
Chen De Niro.
Okay.
Virginia.
I like the name Virginia a lot.
Virginia.
Gia Virginia.
Vagina.
Not Gia Vagina.
So,
Vagia,
having a kid,
Virginia.
Gordon... At the age of 79, is that Scotty from Star Trek territory or Tony Randall territory, or is that older?
Wait, Scotty from Star Trek had an old baby?
Yeah, I'm almost positive he did. Like, same around the same 75, 80, 82, something like that?
James Doohan was 81. Holy
oh, my
mackerel.
God. Yeah. And Tony Randall was around that same age. Now we got De Niro. I'm torn on whether I want to be a lover capable of producing a child at that age. Now, I'm fixed. I've been fixed, whatever you want to call that.
When you're that age, Corby, there's one thing you will not be interested in.
Vagina.
Yeah, I know. That's what I hope. But why are these guys doing this? Like, I want to be done.
I think the women are forcing them to.
For real?
Yeah, I think that it's that these. I think there's women who wanted babies with these guys before they passed away.
Well,
I mean
financially, it makes sense. Yeah, they're way younger. I mean, the Chin mm-hmm. girl is in her late 30s, I think, early 40s.
I think she's so early 40s. Yeah,
Chin woman.
Her last name is Chin.
Yeah, just Chin girls felt a little weird.
Yeah,
the Chin girl.
Somehow reductive.
Sounds kind of racist.
All right. Thank you.
Just kind of, though.
Yeah, I'm out, man. I don't want to.
It's an anchor baby to get you some of that
Well, let me ask you this.
Inheritance?
Yes. Let me ask you guys this, a serious question. Let's say that you retain whatever relationship that you may be in right now. And let's eliminate Dave from this conversation.
Thank you.
And that woman that you're with is your own age, at 80.
Yes.
Are you more likely to want to try and procreate with the woman that's 40 years your junior than you would be the woman that's 80? Not procreate, but just the act that that entails.
Yeah, because her insides have fallen out.
Yes, by then, for sure.
Yeah, you have to stuff them back in before you engage in the act.
If De Niro was with an 80-year-old woman, a woman his own age, would... I know the pregnancy thing is out, but Would he be like, yeah, we're really active sexually right now. I just want to let y'all know that.
It'd be a weird interview to do.
No, yeah. You'd have to pour a quart of 10W30 in there just to even get it going.
Well, speaking of being sexually active at an older age, I know you had this
in the community
yesterday, Gordon, on your morning show, and it
your little show that you do in the morning.
Yeah, your little show, and you had a fantastic exchange with Jaw about this story. This made the cutting room floor in yesterday's E! News, but we talked about how Lionel Richie was part of the coronation concert as well as doing their American Idol shot from Buckingham Palace, where they were having the party after the coronation. So Lionel Richie, who's 73, he got some social media backlash because I guess way more people saw him on the coronation stuff than watch American Idol regularly.
Right.
So people hadn't seen him in a while. And so somebody said that Lionel Richie's face looks more fake than the clay one that the blind woman was sculpting in his Hello video.
Yeah, right. It was...
And so
and you guys heard you heard his voice too, right?
Yeah, his voice was really flat and he kind of had country pronunciation.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's gone country.
Yeah. Yeah, he's totally changed his singing style.
Yeah.
He's got like white guy voice now.
Yeah.
So weird.
So he said to the Daily Mail, the Daily Rag over there in London, he swore that he has never and would never consider plastic surgery because that S goes wrong.
Lies.
And that
he's right about that part.
That after you get plastic surgery, that you're locked into it for a year while you recover, and then if it's messed up, then you have to fix it again, and it's a never-ending process. You're always chasing it.
And that's what happened with Meg Ryan.
Yes. And so his secret to looking young, he said, water, sleep, sweat, not too much red meat, and sex. Now, he has been dating a 33-year-old model for more than a decade. So when they started dating, he was 63 and she was 23.
Dude, that's wrong.
Why?
That is flat out wrong. Just don't why me. That is wrong. 63
love.
And 23? It's not. She doesn't love him.
She, gosh.
Even though they've been together for a decade, she is waiting for him to die.
It's not an age, Corby. It's affection.
I want you to die now.
So, Gordon, which ones of the checklists did Jubb say that he could mark off?
The ones that I mentioned in when I did the story was getting plenty of sleep, not eating a lot of red meat, and having lots of sex? And drinking lots of water. And George said that he hit none of those markers.
Yeah.
It was really sad. It was really low moment on our show.
Whoa.
Jubb's basically forecasting his demise.
Yes.
Like in the next 7 years or something like that.
What if he could only choose two, though?
Yeah, he would probably pick sleep and red meat.
Yeah, he really.
Wouldn't we all
you're
pick
exactly
sleep?
Right.
Sleep for sure would be number one. Like for you, Bob, for sure.
I enjoy sleep when I get it. Yes.
Yeah, like sleep would be at the top, and then would lots of water. I mean, I eat water. It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Red meat. I don't eat a lot of. I'd probably choose sex.
Yeah, I'd choose sleep and sex.
Would you try to fix some earthquakes?
To try to have sex with the ground?
What?
I thought that's how it worked. I'm sorry.
you just find a fault in the earth and do it.
I think that we did
to seal it up, like caulk it.
We did a bit with Richard Hunter one time.
Relatively same shape.
Where he stopped like a 9.8 earthquake by having sex with the fault line.
Yeah.
Put your penis.
That guy he was so horny that anything that resembled. He would try to have sex with it.
Yeah. Not a tree.
Now how does that make an earthquake better and not worse, though?
Well, he was so powerful.
Spackle the gap.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Grout.
Yeah. It would go all the way to the earth's core. All right. We have a full, fat Rant Revival segment with Gordon coming up next.
a good hour and a half before
so
we start.
Yeah. So we don't need to save time for your Game 5 breakdown right here, Gordon?
No. Don't need to do that. I'll probably be done before that Stars game starts. I just try to shoot for an hour, 7:35 to 8:35, and we'll be out. It's my special Stars pregame as they battle the Blues tonight. I don't
know.
Yes.
Yep.
Blues. Yep. Blues.
Once Seattle again. Blues. The hated right, Seattle Blues. All right, Gordon, we love you.
Thank you,
yes,
Gordon.
Yes, sir. Love you.
Quarter after five here on the Hard Line, live from the AT&T Byron Nelson Golf Fun at the Choctaw headquarters here on the 16th, 13th, and 17th hole, depending on which one you want to use as your reference point. But we're right here at a nice little intersection of our golf course, and we have Mr. Gordon with us. Hi, Gordon.
Yes, sir. Hey, what's happening, guys? Yeah, we're at different locations today. You guys are out at the golf course. I'm in the bunker, so it's kind of golf-related.
Are you at the wonderful bunker? It was such a pleasure and a treat to visit there the other day.
Yeah, Corby got to come to the bunker.
Gosh. I didn't meet the tortoise, though, and that really upset me.
You didn't even ask.
The one that Gordon had marked his shell.
Yeah.
And suffocated him with it.
Yeah, Gordon jammed an American flag like on top of the tortoise.
I drilled a hole in the shell and put an American flag in there. Like Buzz Aldrin.
Are you guys out here tomorrow by chance, Gordon?
Buzz Aldrin.
No, we are not out there tomorrow morning. I'm not sure what happened, but we were supposed to be, and then it got called off.
Maybe the rain forecast.
Yeah, it's dodgy.
Perhaps the thunder-headed rain.
Perhaps. So, this story that Davey's about to do is one of the saddest yet dumbest stories from a murder standpoint that I think I've ever heard.
Yeah. Gordon, have you done the story of Corey Richens? She
is
the housewife.
That famous author.
Yeah, she was a housewife near Park City, Utah. And she was arrested earlier this week. She's 33 years old, mother of three. She was arrested and is accused of poisoning her husband with a lethal dose of fentanyl. So
in his Halloween candy.
This is not that unusual that, you know, a spouse kills another spouse.
Well, I mean, it's unusual. But
it's unusual.
Yeah.
What makes it even more unusual is that after he passed away, she wrote and self-published a book entitled Are You With Me? An illustrated storybook about a young boy wondering about his father's presence in his life after the father dies.
Yeah, she wrote it for her boys to help them grieve.
Yes. In the book, the boy wonders if his father, who has died, notices his goals at a soccer game, the nerves that he has on the first day of school, or the presents he finds under the Christmas tree, and the angel wing-clad father with his trucker hat on responds, "Yes, I am with you. I am with you when you scored that goal. I am with you when you walk the halls. I'm here, and we're together."
And mom killed me.
And mom
P.S.
killed
mom
me.
Killed me.
That's in the second book.
Yeah,
so she allegedly called authorities in the middle of the night in March of 2022 to report that her husband, Eric, was cold to the touch. She told officers that she had made her husband a mixed drink to celebrate him selling a home. Then she went to soothe one of the kids, and when she came back, she found him unresponsive and called 911. Then when they...
By the way, that word that she used to the cops... I went upstairs to soothe one of the children.
Yes.
Made her sound overly mommy. Uh-huh. You know, like, oh, well, that makes sense because that's what you women do. You soothe. Go on.
Well, then the medical examiner found 5 times a lethal dosage of fentanyl in his system.
Jeez.
So the thing is how did this last until now? They found fentanyl. She made him the drink. So why did it take a year?
And this was like the third or fourth time that she tried to kill him, because he'd gotten
sick. Yeah, there's at least one. there's at least one other documented incident in the case where they say that she tried to poison him a month before he died on Valentine's Day. That they went out to dinner, and after their dinner, he became ill, and he believed that he had been poisoned, and he told a friend that he thought his wife was trying to poison him. And then a month later, she closed the deal.
And he had told his, I think, siblings and some of his relatives that if something happened to him, that everyone needs to look at her and make sure it's investigated, because he suspected that she had been trying to do this for some time. She also had fixed him a sandwich at one point that he ate like one bite of it and got broke out in hives and got really had a horrible reaction to it.
Jeez, and, this is insane. Yeah,
at some point, you would just stop taking things she gives you.
And she thought she was going to get like $3.6 million in life insurance, but unbeknownst to her, he had changed his will to make his sister the beneficiary of it because he suspected that she was trying to do something to him.
So nothing really went well for her.
Well, maybe she sold a bunch of copies of her book.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, that is some psycho stuff to actually kill him and then decide to make that like the centerpiece of your book.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, multiple times you tried. This is what I don't understand, because I read the same thing you did, Gordon, where she poisoned him. I didn't realize it was Valentine's Day, but so that was, you know, a month prior. Were they going through the divorce in March, like right after Valentine's Day, right after the initial poisoning or third poisoning or whatever?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether how far along in the divorce process. Maybe he had not filed yet and they were, you know, he was moving that direction or something. So I don't think they were divorced when he died.
Like, how hot would she have to be to put up with her constantly poisoning?
Yeah, we need to see a picture of her to know more about the story. And there's there's that element of she's kind of dangerous, and that makes it a little bit more enticing
right?
to some people.
Makes it a little hotter.
Yeah. So I have seen a photo of her.
Like, you married way up, but a couple times a year she's going to try to kill you.
You just have to be on the lookout for it.
She is not unattractive.
I think Craig Miller would find her to be a very attractive murderer.
Yeah.
Or murderess.
She that actually, is so wild.
She actually was better looking than her husband.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve her. He deserved to die.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's...
Some people are saying...
No one's saying that.
Oh.
At what point, though, would you guys, in whatever relationship that you...
There's the cover of the book.
That's incredible.
Kid running to kick a soccer ball. Are you with me?
It's so dark.
Okay, look at the artwork of that guy hanging off the top of that cloud with the angel wings, cheering
the goal. Is that the dad?
Goal. Yeah, that's the dad. That's the dead angel daddy.
And the angel in the trucker hat
vest. Yeah, in a trucker hat, and then in like one of those, what do you call those, parka vest or something.
So
there he is.
See? So bad looking.
It is so wrong.
I doubt it was the best seller.
He's peeking out above the clouds with the halo with over his trucker hat with both hands up like, go, son!
And it's kind of like a King of the Hill type of cartoon look.
Yeah, art. So
yeah, the art
if
style.
If you suspected, regardless of how many kids you had and how much in love you were with whoever, and you thought, like, man, that's really weird. That sandwich she gave me almost killed me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you told your family.
Right.
Hey, look.
Yes, and that definitely proves we crossed a threshold that you're now willing to articulate this to family members. So it's definitely serious.
Yeah, and then so the story goes is that when he came home, he's a realtor, and he had just made a big deal on a house, sold a house.
The trucker hat realtor, I believe he was called.
I don't think he was a realtor.
Well, I thought it was it's some form of where he made had a big deal go down in the business world. And
well,
so
no,
she
I think that that's why
cocktail.
She was celebrating so much, because it was so unusual for him to just sell a house. I think he was just like a truck driver, but he just sold a house on the side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
it was very unusual.
If you had the past incidences where she tried to poison you with whatever, sandwich, yeah, and then a drink, and then she comes down and says, honey, I am so proud of you. I just made you this yummy mixed drink.
Right.
Who drinks that?
You throw it over your shoulder when she's not looking.
Right, you throw it into the plant in the corner.
Yes. And watch it wither.
And so if your wife were to try to kill you, how would she? Have you thought this
well,
through?
Well, see, I don't let my wife mix me a drink ever. Not because of that, but she doesn't know how to mix a drink.
Yeah.
So I don't, that would never work. But I do eat dinner.
So that one's out.
I do eat dinner foods that she makes, so that would probably be it. She would poison my spaghetti casserole.
Gordon?
I need to see this alleged murder in a bikini to really be able to judge this story fairly.
Yeah, I think you would be very happy.
See, I always joke with my wife that she would stab me, but I don't think she thinks that's funny.
That's
too
messy.
She thinks that's a Latina joke. And while she's right, What?
Yeah, this is like a long play MS-13 with her.
No. She's not in a gang.
No, she has a thing for fire, so arson is her way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She did try to burn your house down one time. But you weren't there, were you?
No, I was not there. When she burns the house down, it's not.
It was failed. But if you suspected of that, you wouldn't wait around for the divorce proceedings to take place. You would literally leave the night of, I would think. Like, that's
I would think,
it.
I would think, if you've tried to kill me three times, we can no longer cohabitate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three times, that's the breaking point.
You know what? Two, we might have, it might
two,
be fluky.
Two, shame on me.
Yeah.
Three, shame on you.
You might be able to rehabilitate her to not try to kill you all the time.
And how
maybe give her a foot rub once a week.
Holy crap, baby.
And how
crazy
do the in-laws...
ones are good in the sack, though. I think that it's he was
sure
probably addicted to that. That
till you're dead.
But I mean, is that worth it?
Donald
Who cares?
Trump here.
We can't. We've had a policy change already. Told that is already run its course verboten.
We already got in trouble.
Might have hit the over already.
Used our allotment.
Yeah.
And if you're the in-laws, you've been warned. Hey, look, if anything happens to me, be sure and look into her.
Yes.
And the in-laws, I'm sure, are saying, hey, why don't you just come stay with us, bring the kids, get away from her.
Right. Lock the door, sweetie.
Move the money into new accounts before you do anything.
But again, we still are not focusing enough that she basically signed an autobiography confession.
All right, what if you told Sally, like, look, I'm going to allow you one day to kill me?
Like every year?
No, it's not like the Purge.
Oh, it's like... Like, why are you...
Bob sprinting down the street.
Why are you locked in the guest room?
But, yeah, like, what would it... What are, I mean, if you said,
you
Sally...
You just build a safe room for that one day a year.
If you said, Sally, I'm going to... At some point throughout the year, you're going to cut my brakes. Would she figure out how to do that?
No way.
Because that was an old 70s trick.
Yeah, like, is there...
She could find a cousin to do
she
it.
She would definitely search on YouTube how to... Dave? She would definitely search on YouTube if there's any videos on how to cut my brakes.
Yeah. Could any of us cut brakes?
No. Gordon could.
Yeah, I could cut brake
could
lines.
You,
I've done it before.
Could you really?
Sure.
Could you do it?
Sure,
could
but
you,
I forgot to disable her parking brake. That was where I messed up.
Could you cut brakes on a newer automobile? Like, it seems like the stuff in the 70s, you could do anything. Hot wire.
Yeah. Don't you just put your feet down to stop the car then?
It's not the Flintstones. I think you're wildly confused. All right, Gordon, thank you very much.
Well, that settles it, Gordon.
Yes, gentlemen. I'll probably call you tonight on Twitch, so be near your phone.
Call us anytime. There you go. Tonight, what time you want to promote anything this evening?
Are you going to go head-to-head with the Stars?
7:35. Oh, are the Stars playing tonight?
Yeah.
Well, 8:45, so you can get it.
Yeah, you got a good hour and a half before
so
we start.
Yeah. So we don't need to save time for your Game 5 breakdown right here, Gordon?
No. Don't need to do that. I'll probably be done before that Stars game starts. I just try to shoot for an hour, 7:35 to 8:35, and we'll be out. It's my special Stars pregame as they battle the Blues tonight.
I don't know.
Seattle Blues. All right, Gordon, we love you.
Thank you,
Gordon.
Yes,
sir. Love you.